Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Huang, let's talk about gold.
I see you rubbing your hands together. Yes. I think everyone can hear it as well. Yeah, well, gold prices did rise 18% in 2019, reaching more than 2,170 Sing dollars an ounce in February 2020. And optimists forecast that prices could rise as high as 1,900 US dollars, given the economic uncertainty.
So a key question that an investor may ask is whether to buy gold as an investment now, or do you buy it ever at all? Because let's face it, gold isn't just for show. It offers you a way to invest and grow your wealth.
True. Individuals who invest in gold rather than buying gold jewelry as fashion pieces usually do so to hedge against inflation or to have a safe haven in an uncertain environment or to diversify their portfolio.
So, yeah, we're gonna talk about investing in gold. Is it a big thing in Singapore? But I think a bigger question we can ask is how can saving or investing in gold be convenient, affordable, and most importantly, because new generation and all that, how is it fun?
Well, that's a really good question.
Why not, right? Mm. Let's ask Walter Wee, Chief Investment Officer of King's Group. Walter, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Hi, Elliot. Hi, Manisha. How's your day so far?
Not too bad. It's also been brought to my attention, Walter, that it's your birthday today. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, wow. Big shout out. Hope you're.
It's a good way to start the day, right?
It certainly is.
Birthday, phase two.
Auspicious.
Everything going for you, Walter.
Yeah, it is. It is. Hopefully, it's good for Singapore as well.
Hopefully. But let's talk about King's Group. I understand it's a conglomerate of companies with more than 15 years of experience in consulting. Yep. Could you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah, okay. So, well, we're a conglomerate of companies that function independently. But what happens is we have a synergy when we share the network and resources. So that actually brings about benefits for our clients.
I get that. So what sort of consulting do you provide for companies?
Okay. So our business model works on a unity and diversity kind of a model. So what happens is we're in the commodities business, online business for education, all the way to defense, energy, and properties. So today I'm going to touch on the industry, which is the precious metals and precious stones. And the consultancy we give to companies is mainly how to diversify their strategic investments. Yeah.
Any names you could share with us in terms of companies you've consulted over the years?
Well, over the years, some companies that I can mention are people like Hewlett-Packard, Mitsubishi Infonics, 3M, various precious metals. Recently, companies like Soybu in Singapore, and then Bali Muda Group in Indonesia, in Vietnam, namely Hua Phong Group, Viet Po Group. So pretty a lot of customers, actually.
Quite a bit of street cred there.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yep. We like street cred. That's all good. But let's talk about gold, because we teased this earlier in the show, and we were telling all our listeners that we were going to find out how much Singaporeans or people here in Singapore like gold. Is it a big thing here?
There's a healthy number of institutional and corporate gold investors, but for retail investors, it's a surprisingly small number. Because the medium and lower income groups tend to have a wrong impression that it costs a lot to invest in gold. Yeah.
What do you mean by retail investors?
Okay, retail investors, more like people like you and me, the middle income group, you know, we tend to have the mindset that, it may cost me a lot of money for that first step to go into gold investments.
But when we're talking about gold here, what are we talking about? The reason I ask this question is because I come from Indian heritage. If you look at photographs of me at my first birthday, you will see gold earrings in my ears.
This is
something that you're born into the Indian culture for most Indians, knowing that everybody should have a bit of gold. It's just kind of ingrained. So what sort of investment are we talking about here?
Okay. I would probably want to focus on the actual physical gold bar. So that will probably, hold very close to yourself. We are quite established in the Vietnam and Indonesia market. And in those markets, you see gold being flashed around as well. So there are several ways to invest in gold, physical gold bars. You could always buy ETFs or mutual funds. You could also invest in mining stocks. But today, I think we would want to focus on the simple way of getting into gold investment, which is actually just the act of buying that gold bar. You know, it could be 1 gram, it could be 5 grams, but that first step, yeah.
Where do you go to buy a gold bar?
Well, yeah, in Singapore, sadly to say, it's just the traditional way. You know, you either go into a goldsmith shop, you could always purchase it from one of the resellers. But I would always caution people to always be careful of the source that they buy the gold bar at. Go to somewhere credible. You know, it could cost you a little bit more, but then when it comes to certification and authenticity, you know, you get that security.
Walter, pardon my ignorant question. Mm-hmm. I sincerely don't know the answer to this. You talk about buying the physical gold bar. I mean, is there a difference? I mean, gold is gold. Buying a bunch of bangles would probably be worth a certain amount of money. Why is there this drive to buy a gold bar? What's so special about it being a gold bar?
Okay, yeah. Well, when you look at gold bangles or jewelry in particular, jewelry have a certain aesthetic shape. So to keep that shape, you would be looking at 18 carats all the way to 22 carats. However, for gold bars, in the market, there is a certain standard that is usually 999 and above. Okay. So they keep it in the shape of a bar because it's not as malleable. And at the same time, it's more valuable. Yeah.
Well, there you go. I'm sure a lot of people didn't know the answer to that question. It's a really good one. But let's talk about the advantages of investing in gold. There are obviously pros and cons here. Can you walk us through it?
Yes. Maybe just two simple pros for gold itself. One is gold preserves wealth. So if you look at, I'll give you an example. In the early 70s, let's say you have an ounce of gold, that would be worth about $35, all right? As opposed to holding the $35 during that same time, you probably could buy a suit or maybe a very fancy bicycle. However, today, if you were to take that same $35 as opposed to that 1 ounce of gold, with $35 these days, you could barely buy even a good meal, you know. And then, whereas the ounce of gold could get you more stuff. So the gold preserves wealth. And then another point is gold is highly liquid and it's also globally recognized. So if you need liquidity, you could always go to a shop and get, cash for it, or you could pawn it, just sell it. You cross a border, you go from this country to another, right? The gold is recognized in the same value. So now we go on to the cons, which is, many people say that gold by itself, the value depends on how people see it. Right, because gold by itself, it's not as usable or not as utilized as silver. So silver is used in a lot of electronics, medical devices, and so forth, so on and so forth. But gold doesn't have that many industrial uses. And another point for gold, it's not so efficient. So there are people who feel that as opposed to cash, you know, I can't just go to a hawker center and like, I want that bowl of noodles, you know, would you take this? So nobody, yeah.
You can't hide gold bars under your bed or your pillow.
Yeah.
Walter, our producer, yeah. Nadira, has forwarded us a photo of a product that you're launching. And I understand this is something that King's Group is trying to offer to help everyone with saving gold. Could you describe it a little bit more for us?
Okay, yeah. So we have a subsidiary company, CW Jewels. So we've been working really hard to make this program fun at the same time easy. So what you're seeing is actually a 1 gram gold bar. We have it in 1 gram, 2.5, 5 grams, 10 grams. But the interesting part about these gold bars is there are different cartoon characters or different motifs on each gold bar. So instead of just a boring piece of gold, we want to make it a collector's item. Right, and these gold bar comes with a certificate, an individual a number. So besides being a habit, we want to make it fun. So for the retail investors, it becomes spending to save. When I say spending to save means when we talk about retail therapy, right? You have this urge to buy something. So instead of just buying something that doesn't have value, you know, you could always buy this and then share it with your loved ones, you know, and have fun with this collection. Yeah, so that's what we're trying to drive at.
I'm looking at a photograph of it. It does look really quirky and fun. And I zoomed in to have a look at the price. So that's interesting. How do you come up with the pricing on something like this?
Okay. Of course, we are not able to sell the price according to the London, bullion market pegged price, because there's certain there's a certain leverage that we have. However, we have brought it to the lowest level now. So you're looking at 1 gram with the design, maybe even just Singapore dollar, about $128. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. So just think of it. You know, sometimes you want to treat yourself to a good meal, right? So a meal for two in Singapore, posh restaurant, $200 to $300 easily. So all I'm asking is, as a retail investor, all you need to do is just to skip a meal like that a month, and you could even buy already 1 gram of gold. 12 months later, you would have struck a small lottery. You know, it's kind of like, I have got 12 grams of gold, you know. So things like that to start that habit of saving. Yeah, it's simple and fun.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
I am curious, though, what are your projections for something like this? Because we're in the midst of this outbreak. Mm-hmm. People have really had to think about their savings. They've thought about what happens to me when there's a bolt from the blue, what happens to my finances? Is there a reason why you've decided to launch this now?
Yes. During this period, there were a lot of customers that came to us, to speak about gold. So just to help them correct the misconception. So gold is not just for the aesthetic purpose, you know, not just for looks, but I think it can be used as a simple form of savings. Like you mentioned earlier, right, gold prices, you've seen a rise. So let me just give an example of a 30-year back in the 1990s where it's just $400 thereabout. 30 years later, it has already spiked all the way up to $2,000. And I think in the medium term, maybe in 3 to 5 years, you could even see the prices go up way above the 2,000 mark. Yeah, so that's why we want to encourage. I'm not saying that, you know, it's going to be an investment that gives you 3 to 4 times returns like when you invest in a venture capital, but it at least has that stability. And the thing about gold is, in a crisis, the prices tend to go up. Yeah. So my advice for people who intend to save in gold would be, it's good to diversify your portfolio a little bit. It's not going to cost you an arm or a leg. You know, it's just a simple amount for you to start up. And if you feel that that's comfortable, you can always scale up. You know, So that's my advice.
But to be fair, of course, this of course is based on the historic value of gold, and
yes,
and also we are talking about it as a means of saving. I mean, $128. Very quickly, to wrap things up, what kind of demographics of customers are you targeting? What kind of age group are we talking about? And if they were interested in turning to this as a form of savings, where would they go?
I would say we would want to start at the age group starting 25 all the way up to 45, because that's a good age where you come out to work. You know, you're not able to set aside a lot of money, but to make this interesting and easy to enter, I think $128 a month is not going to do a lot of damage. But at the same time, if you find that you need any money, you know, at an urgent notice, it's not difficult to liquidate that.
Okay. We've been speaking with Walter Wee, Chief Investment Officer of King's Group. Walter, thanks a lot for taking the time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you, Elliot. Yeah, thank you, Manisha.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.